8 below is our temperature, and we're seeing winds at about 12 to 13 miles an hour, giving a wind chill of minus 33 to minus 36. So keeping our eye on school closings and delays this morning. Initially, just a couple, and that's all we got. Barron and Pittsville, it's a virtual learning day, and Regis Catholic Schools were going to be closed anyway today. Regis and Genesis CDC open normal hours. In terms of first thoughts for me today, again, we're getting multiple reports of the Pentagon readying 1,500 troops potentially to be sent to Minnesota. I invite you to join me in praying that doesn't happen. I pray it's not necessary. I know there was talk, President Trump last week mentioning potentially invoking the Insurrection Act if need be, but he said he didn't see a need for it then, and I hope he doesn't. And so we pray for peace and calm there. I know one pardoned January 6th protester was in the cities over the weekend and seems trying to stir up trouble, but it was actually an African-American who helped guide him to safety when he was concerned about things. So anyhow, just continue to pray regarding all that's going on to the west of us. This day in history, January 19th, 1953, Lucy Ricardo gave birth to a baby boy on the I Love Lucy show. A record 68% of all TV sets in the country tuned in for the event. And that might be incomprehensible to you people who just think of streaming or cable, but there was a day, even as late as the 1970s, where you had ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS. And so hence, a lot of us watched similar programming because there was much less to tune to. So anyhow, also on this day in 1966, it would be good if I had some help here. Some people trying to get a good intern. I saw a church yesterday. They introduced an intern. And I'm like, hey, that's a good deal. Should try to get that set up for this show sometime. But okay. Yeah, 1966, Burgess Meredith appeared for the first time as the Penguin on the Batman TV show. Uh-huh. Yeah. And terrific actor Burgess Meredith, later playing Rocky's manager in the Rocky movies. And also on this day in 1974, I remember this actually. It was a Saturday afternoon. I was 9 years old. The University of Notre Dame basketball team beat UCLA 71-70 to end the Bruins' 88-game winning streak. Dick Enberg had the call. I believe that was in South Bend, Indiana, where that upset took place. All right, we close things out with our morning devotion. It's part two of day 15 of Brennan Manning's 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat, a devotion called Freedom from Your Own Contempt. We had the first few paragraphs this past Friday, but here it is on a Monday morning. The rest of what Brennan has to say is, my friend, do you ever allow yourself to believe that Jesus appreciates you for wanting him, for wanting to say no to so many things that would separate you from him? Do you ever permit yourself to think that Jesus is grateful to you for giving comfort to another person, for pausing to smile at one of his children who has such a great need to see a smile, for learning more about him? Do you ever think that Jesus can be saddened and disappointed in you for not believing that he's forgiven you totally? The mystery of our faith is this: God loves us, and Jesus Christ would have died for us even if we had been the only person on earth. You've heard that before? Well, Brennan agrees. Paul Tillich never tired of saying, faith is the courage to accept acceptance. To accept that God loves me as I am and not as I should be, because I'm never going to be as I should be. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls us to recognize our intrinsic worth and dignity, to love ourselves humbly and wholesomely, and to forgive ourselves as we have been forgiven. Anything less is a refusal to accept God's love for us. In fact, it's a rejection of Christ's death on the cross for us as a colossal blunder. Consider this: if Jesus sat at your dining room table tonight and laid out your whole life story, the miserable, recurring sins, the hidden agenda, the skeletons in the closet, the dark desires unknown even to yourself, you would still experience joy, peace, and acceptance in his presence. Brennan closes by saying, why? Because you would finally recognize the being of inestimable value that Jesus sees in you. And because you would hear him say, your sins go over here. It's you that I've come for, my friend. Today's suggested reading, Psalm 51, and the closing quote from Francis McNutt. If the Lord Jesus Christ has washed you in his own blood and forgiven you all your sins, how dare you refuse to forgive yourself? Great stuff from Brennan. Part two of day 15 of the 19 Mercy Spiritual Retreat, Freedom from Your Own Contempt. Weekend recap, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. And for me, Friday night, my mom and stepdad were in town Friday night and Saturday, so enjoyed some time with them. A little bit dinner out with those from the family who were around. Saturday, had a small group leaders training at church. Peggy and I met some friends from Rhinelander. We have Liberia in common. And so that was great. Cabin Coffee in Altoona. Saw some friends from the Thorpe and Stanley area who were stopping there for lunch, hearing about Cabin Coffee here on WWIB. Kept track of some NFL action a bit as the day went along. Had a good night's sleep Saturday night, which, I mean, like longer than usual till close to 7 Sunday morning. Church small group on the Sermon on the Mount. Got to see Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager at the Pablo Center yesterday, and another Sunday small group wrapping up last night.
So my weekend started Friday night. Went out to Fall Creek Cricket Country, where you're always welcome. Broadcast a very exciting basketball game, a girls basketball game between McDonald and Fall Creek. So Sam and I were out there, enjoyed that. And then Saturday, got some steps in, got some errands run, enjoyed some NFL football as well, too. Playoff football divisional round. Kind of a heartbreaker for the Bills. I was rooting for Josh Allen, and the Bills didn't quite work out for them, but certainly an entertaining game, so enjoyed watching quite a bit of that one. And Sunday, church, and played some different games at my parents' house after a delicious lunch, thanks to my mom. We played Flip 7, we played Farkle, which I hadn't played for quite a while, and then one that my sister Lydia had. She finds the best but kind of most out-of-the-way games, and it was called Really Loud Librarians. Huh. And so we played that boys versus girls. The boys did triumph in that one, thanks mostly to my dad and my brother-in-law, Christian. I was a little bit of help, but not a lot. Huh. So, yeah, enjoyed that. And I have to say, highlight of the weekend, best part of the weekend, call it sour grapes, but seeing the Chicago Bears lose.
I'm with you.
Was really, really, I mean, and Cooper was right there with me. We double high-fived after that. Chicago Bears, you know what? You deserve to beat the Packers. You're better than us, better coach, better play. But, man, it was great to see you lose.
There you go.
All right. Highlight of my weekend.
Handshakes, they come in all different types of intensity. But there was one incredibly memorable one that happened 15 years ago this month, Caleb.
You always hear about, again, look somebody in the eye, give them a firm handshake.
Yeah.
Well, this was quite the shake. 15 years ago this month, the world's longest continuous handshake took place in New York when two pairs from New Zealand and Nepal joined forces for an endurance feat of handshaking.
Yeah, Alistair Galpin and Don Purton of New Zealand, along with the Rohit and Santosh Timilsena of Nepal, kept their hands clasped for an incredible length of time.
33 hours and 3 minutes.
Wow.
It undoubtedly set a world record.
That is 1 day, 9 hours, and 3 minutes.
Just, what are you doing today? I'm shaking hands.
I thought I had some handshakes with some folks that lasted a little long, but never anywhere close.
33 hours and 3 minutes. Congratulations. I don't know how firm the handshake was, but I mean, man, if there was eye contact the whole way through, too.
Was there sleeping?
You would think you would get tired of it at some point. Maybe that's why they had a secondary handshaker.
Pet names on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB as veterinarians were asked to share some of the most unusual names they've ever encountered.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, naming a pet, usually there's some thought that goes into it. And again, you're welcoming this pet into your home and your family. And so some of these, you wonder, was there a lot of thought in it? We'll find out.
Yeah, one woman had a cat named Face. The woman said it was because the cat had a beautiful face. So why not?
So I called it Face. Again, from veterinarians, some rather odd pet names. There was a dog named Dog. Now, Dog was named by a 3-year-old. That tracks.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. This is Dog. Another reason that you should let toddlers name pets. One vet saw a dog named Refrigerator.
That's awesome.
That could get confusing, though.
Holds all the excess food.
Yeah.
Vets were asked to share strange pet names. There was a dog named Dump Truck. Depending on the type of dog, that might really work.
That's unique, yeah. Someone else named their cat Salad.
That one I don't quite get. I'd love to know the backstory behind that. Also, there was a cat named Shoe. There you go. Strange pet names. They're your pets. Name them what you want. Refrigerator's still my favorite. Here's the afters.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family trying to huddle together and stay warm. At least it's sunny today, Caleb.
I'm not going to complain about the sunshine. Oh, yeah. I need it. Seasonal affective disorder is a real, real thing.
I hear you, man. I hear you. We got four things you didn't know yesterday. For starters, in 2006, a lumberjack in Croatia sued health authorities, claiming he started enjoying housework and knitting after he was given a female kidney during a transplant.
What in the world? I definitely did not know that yesterday. Four things you didn't know yesterday. This one, actually, I do remember from last week a little, if you were paying attention. The largest private landowner in the U.S. holds 2.7 million acres. That is, like, way larger than the state of Delaware. Plus, I don't know, I think you could almost throw Rhode Island or something in there as well. Almost 3 million acres owned by one person.
That is a lot of grass to cut. I hope he has a riding mower. Also, third thing you didn't know yesterday, there are an estimated 60,000 storage facilities in the United States, which collectively contain more than 24 million individual self-storage units.
We have a lot of possessions in this country. Four things you didn't know yesterday, one final one. Samsung, you know them, my phone I think is made by them. Samsung was founded in 1938 as a small trading company that dealt in dried fish, along with other groceries like vegetables, fruit, and noodles. How far they've come.
I guess.
There you go. Four things you didn't know yesterday, a little knowledge for your Monday morning.